Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
How you doing? This is Chief Allen. I'm trying to clock in and I can't clock in or out.
One second. Are you aware that your coordinator has been trying to reach you and the client since the 23rd and
I
hasn't
haven't
had no
talked
response?
since the 23rd. But
Yes.
we just talked to him. He said they'll probably just put it back on schedule. We're together right now.
No. Have you spoken to Alyssa, your coordinator, at all since the 23rd? Because that's why there's temp visits, because we lost communication. We had to report to the insurance that we have no communication with you or the client. So have you spoken to
Well,
her?
ma'am, excuse me, this is Mr. Caldwell right here.
Yes, how you doing, Mr. Caldwell?
Well, how you doing? Well, every time, like just now, trying to call y'all, it'd be hard to like sometimes, get in contact a little bit. But outside of that, we're trying to figure out what's the problem.
So the problem is when the coordinator calls and we lose communication and we call so many times and we
But they
don't
didn't
have
call
any.
my phone.
I have notes in here. I can get the administrator to pull the calls to see when she called, did anyone answer? Did she communicate with any of you guys from the phone numbers that we have on file for you and your caregiver? We can do that because all our calls is monitored. So I can get him to do that, to pull the calls. The reason is when we don't
Look at
have no.
my missed calls right now, and
So when we don't have
looking at
no
my missed calls.
communication, we have to notify the insurance that we have no communication, that we have to put services on hold until we regain communication. So because she has been trying to reach you guys and her supervisor, we had lost communication. So we kind of get the insurance involved to try to get in touch with you or the caregiver. So therefore, we regain communication. So do you have Alyssa's phone number?
I'm ready to just call my service coordinator and figure it out from there because my service coordinator didn't call me, and my service coordinator would have called me, left a message. She would have did something.
I have a
I'm
note
talking
on your
about from my
coordinator.
insurance, my service
Right,
coordinator.
right. But we have notes that the coordinator has been texting you, the caregiver been texting, calling, and sent timesheet requests, and she is no response. So this, I'm looking at
The
all the notes.
coordinator.
The coordinator here, yes.
Okay, you said she's been texting my
She's been
aide.
texting your aide, yes, trying to gain
You got texting from her?
communication because we have to
When's
monitor
the last you got text
communication.
from him? We're looking at the text. All right, the last text he got was
It
to
should have
say
been the
hello.
23rd.
It's a Monday. Monday at 4:27.
Monday was the
It say something
26th.
about a time sheet. It say hello. It say these are visits that have pending verifications.
There's a
120. That's
note.
all it say.
There's a note from the 26th that she did text him, but she said that he never responded or called back. There is also a note for the 23rd. She tried to attempt to text him and called him four times, and she has not gotten any response.
Okay, so what's the next? Like as far as working today, what's going on?
So I need to get Alyssa or her supervisor on the phone so therefore they can put in the notes that they gained communication with you guys. So therefore they can give you guys their phone number so you can get in touch with them going forward. We have to keep a line of communication. We want to make sure that services are being provided. We want to make sure that everything is okay with you both. And it's a smooth-selling job for us. We just got to keep communication. This keeps down any hospitalization. See, when we don't have communication, we
Why you
think
don't got no voicemail?
something is wrong.
Hey man, nothing like that. I don't got no voicemails. Even if the phone was dead, right? If a phone was like, dead, whatever like that. Why is no voicemails?
Listen, I'm not saying that she didn't call you. I'm not saying that she did. The only thing I can suggest is I can get the upper management administrator to pull the calls. Now, once he pulls the calls from your phone number and the caregiver's phone number, then we can narrow it down on what transpired. I'm just going by what I'm seeing in the system of the notes.
I mean, I feel you. One thing about me.
So the problem is we just need to keep communication. The only reason is if the coordinator is calling and getting no response after four times, we have to assume that there's either a hospitalization or something is wrong. So that's why we try to keep the line of communication. So let me place you on a brief hold. Let me try to get Alyssa on the phone or her supervisor, okay? So therefore, she can confirm that she spoke with you guys and she can add the caregiver back to the schedule.
All right.
Okay, hold on one second. Mr. Caldwell?
Yes.
Hello? So she's
Hello?
On lunch. She's on lunch. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put your caregiver back on the schedule today. I need you to, I'm going to text you both your coordinator's name and number. I need
That's
you to
good.
Just follow up with her just so therefore she can put
and
in a note.
Extension. Because every
no,
time I
is,
call,
no,
I'm talking to somebody new.
This is not
going
to be an extension. This is going to be her direct line. So you won't even have to go through no extension. This is her direct number.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. One time I called. And I know people got their responsibilities. And it was a bunch of kids, and they was talking in the background. Listen, one time I called, they forgot. I mean, they didn't even say that. I was just on the phone, but I could hear, like, kids and all that stuff in the background. I ended up, like, calling back a couple times because they didn't answer, and then they did answer. But that's another story. You know what I mean? I ain't got no reason to lie or make nothing up. I'm just telling you the truth. You know what I'm saying? So
I understand.
And I'm looking at the texts, and I'm just like, I'm kind of baffled on the low because there's no way I'm going to let somebody keep calling my phone and not contact them back. You know what I mean? And ain't no way nobody going to call your phone and not leave a message. They trying, you know what I mean? Like, leave a message, know what's going on. You feel what I mean? Like,
So, Mr. Allen, if you check your app, you're back on the schedule for today. I just need you to follow up with Alyssa so therefore she can update the calendar to add you on going forward. She just has to put in her notes that she spoke with you and the client.
How much do it pay, though?
Say that again.
How much do it pay?
You said how much what? No, I didn't understand what you said.
I said how much is the pay going to be from last week, do you know?
Oh, payroll hasn't closed yet, so I wouldn't know how much the pay would be.
Okay. Can you just give me the numbers and everything?
I'm going to text you and Mr. Caldwell her number and her supervisor's number.
I put a time sheet on Tuesday, so I will get paid this Friday for that, right?
I see. I'm looking at last week's. Yeah, if you put that time sheet in for Tuesday, yes.
Okay.
I'm actually going to try to pull that time sheet and put it in myself.
Okay,
but yeah, just follow up with her. So therefore, you know, there's no discretion moving forward. We just need to make sure we got communication.
Okay.
All right, you guys take care.
You say you want to text the number?
I'm going to text you both. Yep.
Okay, so
is this the best number to text on? This number I'm speaking to you off of, or? Because the number on your file is 445-544-2168.
Yeah, I got, you know how things go. But, no, this number right here is the number that I don't know why they ain't updated yet.
So
this number,
that's probably why. So that's probably why your number has not been updated. That's the number
okay.
that she's been, that's the number she's been calling.
So
that number's no
good. Cool. Yeah, that's why I'm thinking everything cool, but I'm like, if somebody calls me, I'm going to call. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way I'm not going to call y'all back. Like, that's like, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's nothing I'm just going to just not pay attention to.
So can I delete this 445 number?
Yes, just add this number right here.
215.
That 445 number don't even exist. I mean, don't got that phone number. 338.
So I'm going to put that in a note, too, that the number that we had on file was no longer your number is the reason why that she was unable to reach you, and I did update your number. So we're all good to go.
You say you said something to my service coordinator, too?
No, what happens is that when we lose communication, we have to reach out to this, the insurance to let them know that we have no communication. So, therefore, they can try to do a pop-up visit, try to find out if you was hospitalized or something happened. So we just need clarity that services are being provided. So that's how that works. So when you go off the radar, we get worried that something is wrong.
Okay.
So now it's self-explanatory because the number we had on file no longer exists for you.
All right, I guess.
Okay.
Nothing like that. Okay. All right.
So I'm going to text both of you guys, and then you should be good from there. I'm going to message her for her to reach back out to you both so therefore she can update and add him back to the schedule going forward.
So he's not added back to the schedule yet? You got to wait for her?
I just put, yep, because that's the coordinator. She needs to put her own note in.
So
I just added today on there. That's all I did.
Okay.
So she's going to give you guys a call back, and then she's going to update her notes and update.
What's her number?
Her number is 267-551-7439.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. You take care.